everyone. Happy Sunday sa inyong lahat. So, hindi ko inaakalang magpipreach talaga ako. Nagjo-joke-joke lang talaga kami ni Pastor. Pero, hopefully, may matutunan kayo sa testament ng life ko today. So, hi everyone. I'm Maries. Ang tita niyong taga-etivac na mapagmahal sa kawali. I am a cisgender female who identifies as a pansexual, married to the love of my life, my wife, Mikay. So, yan yung last photo ko of me being straight kasi yan yung time na nag-heal kasi ako eh. So, yan. Yan lang talaga yung parang last photo ko. Anyway, I'm a late bloomer. I was once just an ally of the LGBTQ plus community. Unlike many of you na bata pa lang nag-identify na bilang sirena or diwata with glitters kasi lumilipad sa Chinese garter, I identified as a straight ally until my early adult years. Like what I said, though, in this picture, I was healing because I have been in relationships with guys before. Only with guys. Kasi nga straight nga ako eh. So, people may think na, na-heartbroken siya sa lalaki kaya siya pumatol sa babae. Nope. People may think na, may family issues yan kaya nagre-rebelding, nag-jowa ng babae. Nope. People may think na, nag-e-experiment pa siguro siya, maghahanap din ng lalaki yan. Nope. Sino ba yung people na yan? Huwag ka mo silang pala decision. So, what was my life like before joining Open Table MCC? Arte, pwede ba na inek? Yeah. Growing up, I often heard the phrase homosexuality is a sin during church services. Kung saan normal maging pulot ng katatawanan ng pagiging FM or babakla-bakla. But to me, bilang pinalaki ng sex bomb girls, I grew up with bakla frennies who were such vibrant individuals that brought creativity to my life. I couldn't see what the hate was all about dahil nung bata pa ako, hindi ko pa naman naiintindihan ang konsepto ng pakikipagtalik ng isang lalaki sa kapwa niya lalaki. So I hadn't fully understood the hate, but to me, they were just talented people deserving of love and respect, and I always had the protective instinct to stand up for them. So I have like lifelong BFFs talaga na they are gay. That is, of course, until I became one myself. Ardi, next na. So, yinakap ko ang bahaghari when I chose to have a relationship with a woman. In 2019, after recovering from depression, I found myself asking the universe for a love that wouldn't hurt me, yung hindi kalolokohin. Little did I know that that quaint prayer would lead me to my greatest confusion and my greatest joy. When I met Mikay, para siyang eksena sa K-drama. Nag-slow-mo siya sa harap ko and it was like she had all the gravitational pull papunta sa kanya. Diba? Sana all. Git kayo, no? Kala ko kasi joke-joke lang yung totoo pala yun. To clarify my feelings, I dated guys, hoping to figure it all out na baka sipon lang to na that would go away. Pero hindi eh, walang spark. My heart was unmistakably drawn to her. Siya talaga. Gusto mo yan. Love that for me. After the long internal Q&A portion with my intrusive thoughts, I embraced my identity as pansexual. This is the first time I had a girlfriend and I definitely wasn't prepared for this experience. Kasi nga puro guys yung relationships ko before. As we started going out in public and sharing our relationship on social media, I became acutely aware of the fact that we were two women together. Babae at babae kami. The glares and side glances felt heavy and I could hear the unspoken societal judgment echoing around us. Alam mo, hindi naman nila sinasabi pero nararamdaman mo. Doon ako nagsimulang mag-alala sa mga iniisip ng iba, lalo na kung ano ang masasabi nila sa pamilya ko. Kaya we became what somewhat low-key. Low-key pero hindi secret. Kina-clarify ko yon. Iba yung low-key, iba yung secret. There were people whom I loved that didn't agree with this new change in my life who told me that if you really love her, you should let her go so you can both go to heaven. And alam mo naman ang stand ko about this kasi hindi ito ang turo ng Bible. These were actual hurtful verbatims that were said to me by the closest people I loved the most. Hence, from when they spoke these words, either we had a falling out or I cut them off completely and kept my respectful boundaries. I also struggled with my faith and thought that I'm contradicting it with this kind of love. Tinanggap ko nang magiging panggatong na lang talaga ako after this life. So this was a sample microaggression towards being queer that I experienced firsthand. Akala ko noon naiintindihan ko na sila, hindi pa pala. The happiness coming from our romantic relationship was fluctuating to and from the guilt that what we were doing is wrong. And that's when I realized that internal homophobia really hits different and it hits you hard. Despite all of that, I loved her fiercely because I knew she didn't deserve to be treated that way. I focused on her happiness, determined to create a safe space for her amidst the negativity that we faced. I wanted her to feel cherished and valued, not just by me, but in a world that often seemed unkind. Every glance and whisper became a reminder of the challenges that we had to navigate. But I chose to rise above it. Kaya pag may nakikita kaming mga na-off sa affection namin in public, pag nag-PDA kami, mas lalo pa kaming lumalagkit at nagpapaka-sweet. Diba? Ganun lang talaga. And you know, I can keep my attitude, you can keep your comments. Ganun. So, I encourage her to embrace her joy and to know that our love was something to celebrate and not hide. Kasi wala naman kaming ginagawang masama, wala kaming inaapakang tao, and wala kaming ginagawang ikasasakit ng iba. In those moments, I realized that love is a powerful force. It can shine brightly even in the darkest of circumstances. I was committed to protecting our togetherness and standing against the tide of misunderstanding and prejudice. So, sa dinami-dami ng sinabi ko, paano ba kami napadpad sa MCC and what was our motivation? So yun yung na-share ni Pastor Joseph kanina na we went here for a holy union. So 3 years into my relationship with Mikay, talagang fina-flash ko lang talaga siya ng ano. Wala kasi siya today. Sige, okay lang. Yan. So just a context. So Mikay is my wife. She is currently in the hospital right now. So... but I know she's gonna watch this later. Pag hindi mo to pinanood, nangyari ka sa akin mamaya. I sorry, no. We're having some family emergencies right now that she's in the hospital. Nagpapa... Basta. Siya yung nagbabantay. Sorry. Ayan. So, yun. 3 years into my relationship with Mikay, we felt a significant void that our love couldn't fulfill. She was attending a conservative church while I was also in a homophobic megachurch, both leaving us spiritually unfulfilled and often sad. Discussions about faith became sensitive topics because we were practicing two different beliefs of Christianity. We rarely went to church and we never went together kasi the sermons in the church would ultimately always make us feel bad about being together. Diba yung, ano, yung parang, oh, homophobia. Yung pinapraytig away kayo kada sermon, sino mang gaganahan pumunta ng ano? Tapos dalawa pa kayo, nagka-holding hands kayo, tapos kayo pala yung pinagpipray. Alam mo, baka umuusok na lang kayo sa background. Ganun siya. So, we longed for a faith community that accepted us, yet the sermons we heard in our current churches felt hateful and exclusive. So we let go of that possibility. So, frequent arguments made us realize that the absence of God in our lives was taking its toll and it was like an uncontrollable poison that was spreading fast. Despite the turmoil, we always knew in our hearts that we wanted to be in each other's lives forever. Diba sana all? Yan talaga. And had talked about having a holy union ceremony for the two of us, kahit hindi legal sa Pilipinas, but a sign of our commitment to each other. So, sige na, RD, go. Upon searching for LGBTQ churches in the Philippines that officiates a holy union service, we stumbled across MCC sa Google search results. Yan. Kaya nga, nakikita niyo yung yung kiniklik dapat. Pag may website, legit yan. Ayan. So, we stumbled across MCC sa Google search results. We thought we can check it out to get the vibe. And if it's really something that we want for ourselves, or baka cloud chasers lang kami. So, Diba? The first time we experienced MCC was on December 11 of 2022, when we decided to make the two-hour journey from Cavite to Boni to attend the Sunday service. We rode a motorcycle to the Oro building in Boni, navigating through a sketchy entrance that added to my anxiety because the building low-key looked kinda scary and look like one big safety hazard. Di ko makita yung photo sa Google Photos eh. I hesitantly rode the elevator, feeling uneasy, but reminding myself that we had traveled so far and there was no turning back. Upon reaching the fourth floor, daming comment, di ko nakikinig. Upon arriving 10 minutes late, Pastor Joseph was already beginning his introduction but paused warmly to welcome us and introduced himself as the Mother Superior of Roses. I looked around to the congregation that were mostly composed of mga badeng, which I was expecting to be intimidating pero surprisingly ay hindi. Thank you, Beyonce. So, Pastor Joseph was wearing pink. June and Josh wore the same Uniqlo shirt that day. That's what you call receipts. Kuya Jack was the one-man choir with the rainbow strapped guitar, and Ralph came up to the pulpit to preach joy and suffering. I vividly remember uncontrollable tears streaming down my face because I was caught off guard by the depth of my emotions. So, yan yung first time namin ni Nikay. So, doon lang kami sa gilid. Sabi nila kasi family picture, baka sabi nila homophobic kami pag di kami naka-picture. So, yan. Sabi ko sa kanya, oh, they were the same shirt. Alam ko yan. Kasi vivid yan sa memory ko eh. So, it felt like God was whispering, anak, you're home. I glanced at my partner, hoping she was as moved as I was because I was hopeful that I can convince her to do this again the next Sunday. As the service continued, I remembered that it had been years since I practiced communion. So I've been feeling unworthy of receiving the body of Christ. But when Pastor Joseph mouthed the blessings over the bread and wine, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamot silekem men haaretz. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen, hand to my heart that I had goosebumps. Oh, napronounce ko ng maayos yun! Kabado-kabado talaga ako. Nag-YouTube pa ako para ma-pronounce ko ng matinu yun. Kabado ako. Kasi baka pagalitan ako ni Pastor. I was invited to come with my doubts, my fears, my brokenness, and I came with my lover, as we were also children of God. It was as if Christ Himself invited me to supper. It was a hug of belongingness na, anak din naman ako ni Lord. It was my first communion where I accepted it not out of the program flow, but out of my heart opening up to the invitation of this open table. I quietly prayed to God, not with any desires, but just uttered how grateful I was to be led here to experience His love in this space. Akalain mo yun, mararanasan pala namin ang presensya ng Diyos sa loob ng isang simbahan na nasa loob ng isang building na may nakakatakot na entrance at nakakatakot na elevator. Who would have imagined or think that God is present in a small space of an old building with a scary and shady entrance? So, as in, ako kasi, just the background, I have a background in engineering. So, hazard, pag nakikita kong hazard. Yung building na yung isang malaking hazard, it was a screaming hazard. Na parang ano, i-experience ba natin to pero baka maging kwento na lang tayo maya-maya. Alam mo yun. And ever since that first service, my partner and I continued to immerse ourselves in this wonderful and colorful community. Ah. We were not a queer couple here, but we were only a couple. Naramdaman naming maging normal couple and was warmly accepted with love. We continued to build relationships with the people of Open Table and chose to show up to family dinners, community hangouts, and pride marches. See, RD, can you show? Yan. Oh, Pride 2023. First Pride namin yan, asawa ko. Diba? Daming bakla. Sige, next, please. Ayan. So, yan. Yung with ito, hindi pa siya ginagawa, CRD next. Yan, yung first Sunday namin dito, nabudol nga kami nila, layo-layo ko, taga. So, next please. I think that's the, is that the last? Ayan. Tapos yung Pride 2024. Yan. Pakiback nga yung Halloween 2023. Ayan. Confidential funds po yung ano ko. Costume ko. Share ko lang. So, yung Pride 2024. Ayan. Hi! Ayan. So, we started showing up here kasi nga, we were immersed in the community. When I first came to MCC, I had no expectations. But as I reflect on how this church has impacted my life, I asked myself why I put in the effort to be here. I could easily choose not to attend kasi ang layo-layo ko nga. Pero pinipili ko magsimba sa MCC dahil ramdam ko kasi na ito ang community for me. Here, I have come to understand advocacy issues that I once overlooked. Listening to the life stories of others that has helped me grasp the struggles they face and the reasons behind their fight. Here, I learned about the struggles of coming out, the pain of rejection, and the resilience it takes to embrace one's true self in a world that often seems unwelcoming. Here, the stigmas I once held have faded significantly as I encounter real people with real stories, each one unique and powerful. Kahit pa makalat ang story na yan, mas makalat, mas inspiring. Because there is power in being vocal about your vulnerable experiences. Oh, gusto mo yan. Initially, I carried preconceived notions shaped by society's narratives like misunderstandings about what it meant to be queer or stereotypes about LGBTQ plus individuals and or a lack of awareness about the diverse identities within our community. And alam niyo mga like pag bakla ka, kailangan nakadress ka. Or kapag butch ka, kailangan manly ka lang, ganun. Like your cross-dressing. Yung mga ganong, the stereotypes shaped by TV and the society. So here I understand what a wide spectrum it was. And I lost the panghinayang in the phrase, kaso bakla siya. Gwapo sana siya kaso. Anong sagot? Bakla siya, gano'n. Magaling sana siya kaso. Okay na sana kaso. 'Di ba? Yung mga ganong panghihinayang na hindi naman talaga dapat pinanghihinayangan. These conversations challenged my previous beliefs and prompted me to confront my own biases. I began to see the richness of our community and that our identities are not just labels, but they are woven into the fabric of our own experiences. Ang saya maging bakla, I recognize the importance of allyship, solidarity, and the need to advocate for one another. Kasi kung hindi tayo, sino ba? Hindi tayo lang to. As I absorb these lessons, my stigmas transformed into empathy and support. I realized that by breaking down my own misconceptions, I could contribute to creating a more inclusive environment, not just for myself, but for everyone seeking acceptance and love. This journey has deepened my understanding of both my own identity and the collective strength of our community. I find motivation in facilitating our online community connect because it's where I can allocate my energy to help extend this safe space remotely. So hello sa mga TFC subscribers natin dyan. Yung mga uma-attend po ng community connect na nanonood ng Facebook Live. I used to attend church and follow its teachings without question, driven by a deep-seated fear of judgment and a desire to conform kasi takot akong baka hindi makarating sa heaven. For so long, my faith was shaped by the expectations of others, rules about how to live, whom to love, and what to believe. I feared stepping outside those boundaries because I worried about disappointing my family, my community, and even God. Pero nakakapagod itong isustain. This blind obedience left me feeling disconnected, as if I was merely going through the motions rather than truly engaging with my spirituality. However, As I journeyed through queer safe spaces and found acceptance within the MCC community, tanggap niyo naman ako, di ba? Parang di pa kayo sure. My perspective began to shift. I realized that faith should not be about fear, but about love and understanding. This transformation not only deepened my relationship with God, but also healed the wounds of past rejection and self-doubt. I started to ask meaningful questions like, what does it truly mean to love and be loved by God? And how can I reconcile my identity with my faith? Profound, diba? Here, it's okay to question your faith and find answers according to your own heart. So now, my faith is a journey of exploration rather than obligation. I approach it with curiosity and openness, eager to learn about the vastness of God's love and grace. I now understand that God's love is inclusive and affirming, embracing all of who I am. This shift has allowed me to experience faith as a source of strength and comfort rather than a burden, and it inspires me to share that love with others. Diba? Ang dami yung nagmamahal sa akin dito. So, even though I'm going through a very, like, a lot of tough times, the support of this community has always sustained me. This story of self-discovery ultimately prepared me for my holy union with my wife, so Ardy. So, it equipped me with the understanding that our love is a reflection of God's love, beautiful, sacred, and deserving of celebration. As we stand together, committing our lives to one another, I feel a profound sense of peace and joy, knowing that our love is not only accepted but cherished in this community of faith, and that it would not have been as meaningful if it wasn't for the people in this space.
No matter what anyone says, kahit family pa, panghawakan lang natin na kung tayo ay umiibig ng tunay at wagas, ang Diyos ay nasa atin. At tayo ay nasa Diyos.
I mean, I was just sharing that with you to show you that our story is a real story. I have receipts, girl. It's always good to have receipts. So this is not just, hindi ko kayo ini-eme-eme lang. Like, I just, gusto ko lang ng maraming income for the church, kaya nag-eme-eme kami dito, no? But this is, pwede din naman. But us sharing this is, we were so scared before of what other people would say about us. Ako, I was so scared. But coming here and naramdaman ko na normal akong tao pala, anak pala ako ni Lord. Like, me reconciling my faith with this community is something that really means a lot to me. And that's why parang I strive to maintain the safe space that Open Table serves. My wife and I were talking after that wedding that we didn't thought we would pull it off kasi biglaan lang talaga yon. Like, alam ni Kuya Jack and alam ni Pastor na biglaan lang talaga yung wedding na yan. And it became so much more for us. It was a decision between us and we were accountable for our that decision. Parang it wasn't influenced by anybody else. So it had such meaning and it really altered the brain chemistry of how we took care of each other after that. So, yun lang, share ko lang. Kahit yung multo-multo ata dyan. Pero, let's next that. Yan. Wala lang, masaya lang kami dyan. Share ko lang. Flex ko lang kasi ginastusan namin yun. Kaya. Ayan. So, ano bang next? Ano bang, okay. Ayan. So, sige, RDE, balik mo muna dun sa previous slide. So, I think the most important lesson that God taught me through MCC is to come as you are. In a world that often tries to define us by labels or stereotypes, it's essential to embrace and celebrate that what makes you uniquely you. Your individuality is your strength. You are a unique genetic combination that has come into existence. No one was like you before, and no one will be like you in the future. Individuality is a gift from God. Otherwise, sana ginawa tayong pare-pareho ni Lord. Mass production of Marie's. Ganun. Parang ayoko ng mass production. Kumasakit sa ulo. Your individuality is what allows you to stand out and to connect authentically with others. Embrace your quirks, your passions, and your unique story. These are the things that makes you who you are. Remember that your journey is your own and there's no one way to be queer. Wala namang rulebook na nagdidikta kung paano maging bakla. Live life on your own terms while making sure that it doesn't harm others and you are still able to live with different people with their own uniqueness. So just as you are being unique, you also have to respect the uniqueness of others. In uplifting your individuality, you not only honor yourself but also honor the God who made you unique, and doing so, you also pave the way for others to feel empowered in their own identities. Let your voice be heard, your colors be seen, and your story be told. Follow your disturbances and express your beliefs even if they differ from the mainstream. But of course, individuality has its challenges. It is also here in MCC I learned that unique individuality includes all our imperfections, traumas, and even mental health conditions. And this can be very challenging for a community that proclaims itself as a safe space, because it attracts also diverse people with diverse problems, traumas, and mental health. So, hindi naman tayo perfect church. I guess, nagtotrauma bonding talaga tayo dito. On this part, I am still learning and growing because to accept my individuality and the individuality of others, I have to also recognize my imperfection and the imperfection of others. How to extend grace and understanding for others as much as others will extend grace and understanding for someone like me. Sometimes, this is the true test of love dahil sabi nga, not only in the good but also in the bad. Not only in celebration but also love in difficulties, particularly in the difficulties attached with diverse individualities. Hindi pwedeng love lang sa mabuti, maganda at masaya. All the more ang love, patience, and understanding sa malungkot, nakakairita, at mga tsakang pangyayari. So, ayan, parang kung nakita ang twister dun sa individuality. Dami kong ginamit na individuality. I'd like to share a memorable passage that Pastor Joseph highlighted during our Holy Union because it beautifully illustrates the power of love and devotion. So, early next. The story of Ruth and Naomi. So, may mga familiar ba dito sa story ni Ruth and Naomi? Ah, very good. Alam nila yan. So, this was, I think this, kasi siya yung may black hair. So, I think this is Ruth and this is Naomi. Because they had a very large age gap. Ruth was a mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law of Naomi. And they chose to commit themselves to each other. So for context, Ruth and Naomi's relationship is rooted in deep loyalty and commitment. Naomi's son, who passed and had a wife named Ruth, as she urged her daughters-in-law to return to their families, Ruth, however, refuses to leave Naomi, choosing to stay and support her. Their bond highlights themes of love and chosen family. So, in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 16 to 17, from the New International Version, Ruth expresses her unwavering commitment to Naomi with these heartfelt words. But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Wherever you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, even if death separates you and me." So, this was a time na wala pang online jowa, wala pang love letters. It was purely you making that decision to stay with the person. Kasi this was in ancient times. To me, this speaks as a reminder that love is not limited to traditional definitions or societal approvals. Ruth and Naomi's relationship is a testament to the beauty of chosen family and the courage it takes to love authentically even when faced with adversity. As we reflect on this passage, I want to encourage you to be courageous in your own expressions of love. Love, in all its forms, is a divine gift. Just as Ruth's love for Naomi, when you find it, embrace it, cherish it, because your love is valid. Ano ulit? Your love is very good. Oh, 5 stars. The world may not always understand or accept us. So let her words remind us that love knows no boundaries, and may we carry the truth forward in our own lives. So let's continue supporting one another in our own journeys. And remember that while we have our own journeys, we also journey together. Your individuality is not just for yourself, but also for others. And I thank God that I'm able to continue my journey and be just as I am with the person I love by journeying with others in MCC. So may we always remember, love is love and it is meant to be celebrated. What is love? It's meant to be? Ay, very good. Nakikinig sila. So as my closing, I just want to encourage you to love boldly, love authentically, and know that you are creating a beautiful testament to the power of love that reflects the heart of God. Thank you. Thank you, Beyoncé.